Good morning. Today is Wednesday, January the 12th. Joining us this morning, Mr. Rex Bone. Good morning.
Good morning.
You having fun?
I always have fun.
Up till right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. You ready for our why do we say it question?
Why do we say it?
Macho.
Why do you ask?
Why do we say macho? Because it's the highlight of most programs.
Because I think that has something to do with
you're not even going to play with that one, are you?
I think it's because of that wrestler.
Oh, Randy?
Yeah, I think it's because of Randy, the Macho Man. And then all of a sudden, he kind of took that moniker, and then they realized that they took it to... I put the cart way in front of the horse.
Yeah, I'm not sure the horse has already gone around the corner. A sampling of literature and newspaper clippings suggests that macho has been around since day one of our republic. That would be a republic. But the now universal label did not make its appearance until this century. Two factors appear to have combined to push it into prominence. Increased presence of persons from Mexico, Cuba, and South America have helped Anglos become acquainted with the frequently used Spanish words, including the label for a fellow who is belligerent about his masculinity. Ergo, Macho Man. Flow of the Nationals into the United States accelerated about the time the feminist movement began capturing headlines. Anti-feminist protest of a sort was strengthened by the adoption of non-English titles. Lots of men who were already macho but did not know what to call themselves now had a great new title, and thus it entered into the American speech. Almost right.
Oh, you said macho. So, I thought you said nacho.
Oh, yeah, right. Ding. Oh, boy.
See, because I'm just going to say, following up that, why do you say it?
Yeah.
A lot of this is going to follow up with the book. Is why do you care?
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. Oh, interesting year, last year.
It was an interesting year, and we survived it. A lot of people did. Some people didn't, not a lot. I mean, but
right.
Blame it on, whatever, you know, and things like that, but... The resilient Humboldt, I think we've done fairly good. I mean, the government's going to run out of ink someday and stop writing us checks, and then that's going to create a situation for us. But I think all in all, we did pretty good. I think people are so darn frustrated. I don't have it, but this morning at 4:30, I'm watching the news, and the director Walensky of the CDC. comes out and says, our biggest problem is our message hasn't been good, it's been confusing, and the people don't understand it. And it says CDC to change their messaging. Well, that's
still a little late on that one.
Well, and that goes all the way down to us, because our messaging hasn't been the greatest. I mean, that's nothing against anybody. Don't anybody go get butt hurt. It's the COVID's been such a moving target. The variants have created problems. I mean, what we've done, what works, what doesn't work. And then we have so many different, I mean, there's 30 studies on a mask,
I heard a comment last week. You were saying that, and they had the actualities. Wear a mask, get inoculated by July 1st, it's over. You can go back to normal. Well, by my recollection, that was about 6 or 7 months ago. It's like, well, okay, so what was is now changed. The thing that still kind of lights me up, and I know it's all part of the funding and, gets back to dollars and stuff, is my perspective is number of positive tests, who cares? Number of hospitals, everybody should care.
Yeah.
That's the number. So if we have 400 positives in one hospital, celebrate.
Yeah.
Don't go running scared in the woods.
There's 14 people in the hospital right now with COVID right now in COVID-related issues in Humboldt as of not today. This is a couple days ago. 13 of the 14 were unvaccinated. Now, so that proves that vaccinated people are going to the hospital, but at a much different rate. Now, and I'm a simple person. I mean, most of you people know that, and a lot of you remind me of that on a daily basis. But with that being simple, I can also, see the obvious. And it seems to me my odds are a lot better if I'm vaccinated, unvaccinated. Now, there are people that think this is a experimental, and I can't argue that. I don't know. I know that most of us have 8 or 10 vaccinations in us from the day we're born.
Yeah, so, the early stuff and I'm not, the later stuff.
I'm not. Yeah. This isn't about your freedom or anybody's freedom or anything else. It's just about that's fact. We've all been. It's not like there isn't anybody around here that hasn't got a vaccine. Because I don't think you can leave the hospital without, you know.
Yeah. There's some real basic elements like that, but I guess I kind of take a little bit of offense at people, the attitude that, well, if you didn't get a vaccine, and we got all the stuff and everything. If you didn't take the vaccine, then you shouldn't get the same kind of health care service. You shouldn't be.
So that's if I get in a car accident, don't have my seatbelt on, I don't get to go either. I mean,
or if you drink and you have a liver situation, yeah. Or you smoke and you have cancer, yeah. or all of a sudden we're going to start to have a caste system now.
And you say that, and you know, but the liquor industry is, you know, they're really good about you telling people the health.
The education.
The cigarette company is great about putting it on their packages.
Right.
Wrong. They were forced to.
Yeah.
You know, go overseas and look at the. They show pictures of lungs on the package. I'm going, whoa. But I'm just saying, we do know that cigarette smoking, and being an active cigar smoker, I can't say
you're aware of it. Yep.
But we do know that cigarette smoking causes a lot of problems. But we haven't stopped cigarette smoking.
Well, you know, the big one, literally and figuratively, is obesity. Sugar
Don't
content.
Look at me when you say that.
No,
I mean, I know, but you're right.
It's a, you know, to single one element out and try to make that as the whipping post.
Yeah.
Really, it's back to that messaging thing. It's the same. It's like we didn't really say it right in the first chapter, so we're going to repeat it and just call it chapter two. And then chapter three, instead of something different.
You know, I'll say things and then I'll get... So you approve of all that? No, I just, you know, when people call in and they have their opinion that what we're doing is wrong, remember, we have opinions too. And most of the opinions, at least for the Board of Supervisors, does not affect health issues. We can't vote those. That's why we have a health officer. Because a county is required to have a health officer. Because I'll tell you what, if I was just... anybody living in the county, I don't want my Board of Supervisors making medical decisions for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I want an expert. I want an expert.
There's a list there, but other things not to have the supervisor. Yeah, yeah,
trust me.
It's 8:19.
Hi there, and good evening, and welcome to the Jim Bohannon Show from Westwood One Radio. We're at 1-866-50-JIMBO, 1-866-505-4626. Weekdays at 7 p.m., it's the Jim Bohannon Show. I'm Jim Bohannon. Join me here on KINS.
Morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Rex Bone. Certainly, the challenges on Main Street are going to be what the last year and a half are going to be remembered as. But there's a number of other things that are out there also, pluses and minuses.
Yeah.
You know, and there's some really cool stuff, and there's some stuff that's a little bit and then the frustrations that we all have.
Yeah.
With those, how many of the positives do you think are going to carry over into 2022?
I think with Dr. Flamer at CR and Dr. Jackson at Humboldt, those two both listening to the same music and doing the dance together, their vision for Humboldt and education and everything else and feeding off each other is... I mean, I'm a graduate of CR, but I mean, and a dropout of St.
Did you
Bernard's
pay for it? Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And a dropout of St. Bernard's. But besides the point, they realize, you know, where they are, where they need to be. I love watching the vocational tech offerings that CR is offering. I mean, I think it's great. Yeah. And they're also setting the plate up for you to go to Humboldt, you know, stay local.
It is a coordination.
You know, and it's so great to see those two working together. And then with the Polytech, you know, and me getting excited about higher education with,
It's kind of a frightening concept also.
It is, but it opens.
But it's cool because
it opens so many doors.
Well, and the recognized need is there.
Oh, I'll tell you what.
Just to see these two institutions in the recent past have not been necessarily as focused as what
they
could.
They haven't been on the same page,
locally,
for sure. They haven't been on the same page.
Yeah, to have not only the energy and the synergy between the two, but it's going in the same direction.
No.
That's kind of cool.
No, and a lot of people, and what it does is, I got to give Dr. Flamer and Dr. Jackson big kudos, because they're out in the community pushing this. And not as much together as separate, but they do it together too. But everybody's going, have you met? And I've had the distinct opportunity to meet with them a lot. I mean, Dr. Flamer's
not
been
a pleasure.
Here. Doctor, great stuff. Dr. Flamer's been here 18.
Oh, Keith's a regular guy.
He's been here 18 years.
Yeah,
he's really got. He knows Humboldt. I mean, he's by far not a native. Sorry.
And he saw some of the challenges from the previous guys.
Exactly.
And now
exactly.
Yeah.
You know, Dr. Jackson, Tom doesn't have that benefit, but man, he's a quick study. I mean, I'm telling you, it's amazing to me. I go somewhere and I'm talking to somebody and I says, yeah, I said, I really like that. Yeah, he says, yeah, we had him out to the ranch. And he wanted to know about cattle, and he knows a lot because he's coming down from the Dakotas.
Yeah, but the interactions of, it's not the town and gown battle. That
the variety of interactions. It's not all academia. It's community, and I think that might be, and I said this on the last show, that's the most exciting thing going on for me. Fish plant, if it goes through, I think that's going to be wonderful with jobs. And
you think there's going to be the anti-crowd is going to win on that one?
I would think not, but I mean.
I mean, that would be disturbing if they won again.
I think they'd protest a ham sandwich, so, you know, but, well, they would because of the cruelty to the pig. So, I mean, we got people. We're trying to do housing, and I'm hearing they don't want housing unless it's right downtown. It can't be anywhere outside the outskirt because it's not good playing. But it's infill. I mean, to expand and to get numbers, you know. I mean,
it's. I guess that's another. I kind of feel like I'm trying to position myself for something, and I am not, will not.
Yeah.
But it seems like we try to do battle to get 98% or 99% agreement. Instead of saying, you know, 8 out of 10 ain't bad, and move on to the next topic.
7 out of 10 ain't bad, and then all of a sudden somebody will look, and when it gets built, you take a look at a lot of these projects that were heavily protested. I don't want to say protested, heavily vetted, would probably be the
or had a lot of comment.
You know, they're up and running.
Yeah,
and
it's not worst case scenario.
And it's not worst case. I mean, it's not happening. I mean, it's not. You know, it hasn't been washed out. It hasn't been this. It hasn't been that. And we're at a time where we can't vet it all the way down to the last gnat.
Never could.
We're 3,000 homes short, and we're running out of young men that want to do this because to get it through all the different agencies and get everything done to build 6 houses and wait 6 years.
It's a battle.
And be 28 years old and have a wife and 2 small children, they don't have the funding to wait that long. And the guys that have been doing it for 30, 40 years, God bless them,
aging out.
Yeah. And just, they don't want to start a project they can't finish.
Well, looking at the tech, is there more of a recognition? Yeah, I was talking, well, Miles was on last Friday, and we were talking, and off air I asked him, whatever happened, you know, and maybe you know, I've had a couple of people ask, and I don't know why it runs in trends. What happened to Kevin Hamlin? You know, he left. Normal, regular, but the concept was what he had left was something that made building easier. And somehow for whatever reason, in various jurisdictions, are
you just answered your own question why he left.
To make it easier?
No. He made it easier.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, you just...
But why can't we make some of this stuff easier?
It's so funny. We've had a couple meetings here in the last 3 months with some of the... And I always call them big developers, because I always call them my big developer buddies and everything else. You know, and I've mentioned it how many times. None of these guys are Toll Brothers or anything else. I mean, they're just, you know. And most of them, if not all of them, are bootstrappers. They didn't have nothing. And they built one house, and then they built two houses, and they built, you know, they went further on.
Reinvesting in themselves is kind of the normal.
I don't want to name people, but I can name six right now that didn't start with a pile of cash, or dad said, here's a whole bunch of money and tools, and a lot, start building your own house. They did it on their own. And with that, that's what we need, is to make it a little easier for these younger guys to meet the American dream.
It's 8:30.
Something big.
Okay, it's a nice ride.
It's going to happen.
Stand by playback.
And now,
live. Real Red Meat Radio.
I keep forgetting I'm president.
This is the Lars Larson Show.
And these kids who come, they become Americans before a lot of Americans become Americans.
Now, here's your host, Lars Larson.
Hey there, it's Lars Larson. Join me for the Lars Larson Show, weeknights 10 to midnight. Honestly provocative talk radio on KINS.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Rex Bone. Rex, into the future. You know, we've got an election cycle coming up, which portends to be rather interesting, locally as well as statewide and nationally.
Is there? I'm not in it, so I don't think.
Yeah, right. You're just going along for the ride. I think not. So we've got that that's coming up that's going to cause a lot of attention on different things, either those that want to have things different or those that are defending what they have done. Okay, and that's probably fairly healthy. But some of the department head positions also. You know, we've had a fair amount of discussion with the auditor controller or about that department. You've got the DA, you've got the sheriff. You know, everybody's kind of all clustered together now. Do you think it's going to become overwhelming?
Well, people that are sitting have actually reached out and said they're running again. I mean, I've got a thing every time I've run.
Hansel declared last week he was going to run.
Yeah.
And I shocker, I know.
I haven't heard of any. Well, he's got a young daughter at home. So,
yeah.
You know, and Billy does a good job. He's in a position where he's not going to make very many people happy. You know,
yeah, that position is not everybody's friend.
He has done a good job. We've come out and just recently the board unanimously has been in contract negotiations and with all our departments, and I think we've come to agreement with almost I'd say 80-90% of our employees, and it looks like we're probably going to be giving some of the largest raises that we've given in that anybody can remember. So that's a long time.
Did you hear Mike Jones' comment on Friday?
No.
He was saying, when he was city council, right? You give a raise to retain, and then those that are looking to attract bump it up.
Yeah.
And then you have to bump it up, and you're just walking up the scale.
It's a vicious circle. We did a class study with like-minded communities and stuff like that, because and I understand that I read a report one time that there are people they consider overpaid, and 90% of the people that are overpaid think they're underpaid, if you can follow what I'm saying. And then it was like a 3-page article, and it was interesting as hell how they get to that scenario. Now, but I've had some employees thank me and everything else. because we've got good employees, but we also have good employees that, you know, retire on, you know.
May not have enough of them.
Yeah, and if we have, yeah, if we have the finances to do this, or, you know, right now we're in a tough position because we're not exactly sure where our finances are.
There's a big question mark, not only rear view mirror, but also through the front windshield, too.
Yeah, no.
Who knows where we're going to be in 2 years?
Yeah, we don't know where, you know, like, and it's kind of funny. Sales tax, you know, last year's sales tax numbers are still good.
Yeah.
How the hell are sales tax numbers still good when things look so bad? You know, but
you know, on the flip side, not to be Debbie Downer, was it?
Yeah.
The amount of credit card charges is way up.
Yes.
Bank accounts are down, and I think I saw it was 60% of Americans are now concerned about their personal financial situation, and are going to start reeling things in.
Well, that
makes sense, you know, when you're not getting these checks from the government all the time, just saying, thank you very much for breathing. Things will change. And on the other side of that, though, we are in a growth economy now with Humboldt, with the fish, with the fiber optics.
There's
some cool stuff going on.
Cool
so we so. Might be immune, but as the state keeps ticking away at us and as inflation is going, and coal is hooked to the inflation. I mean, you know the snowball, and all of a sudden,
what's Social Security?
Things are going
6.5% or something.
Yeah,
largest cost of living increase ever in Social Security.
Yeah, things could get really out of control, and you guys have now locked yourself in.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. But a lot of those things is, how are we treating the people that treat us, our employees? How are we servicing them now? And if we're underpaying them, I mean, it's the one way we can show them. I mean, it's basically the only way you can show somebody that they're doing a good job, and we want them to stay. So, and you know, with everything else, I mean, and government is, we're not performance-based very much. We're just, everybody moves along in a group, you know, a class. And that performance-based, like private entities, were a lot different. We do so many things different.
I would think if I take your pick, I mean, it's whatever the basic task is, here's your goal. I mean, I would like to think that every position in the county has a determinant or a reference what a good job is, what an excellent job is, what a so-so job is, and what an inadequate job is. Performance by that individual. Part of the performance review.
Yeah.
You achieve whatever it is defined by the system. Congratulations, here's an achievement bonus. Now it's an earned situation. You're not having to create any more anything.
And you're old enough to know this. You can be that employee that's doing a great job, but you and the guy that rates you don't get along.
Oh, sure.
You're screwed.
Sure, there's some of that, but you know, you're talking about union situations.
Yeah.
For most of the stuff in the county, it seems like there would be
a
way to reward the right people and not kill yourself in 3 years.
That's part of the problem is I think that, you know, then the union gets involved, and then we have people saying, well, I do a good job, and we open another layer of, you know, of complaining or equity or things like that. And we're trying so hard to do, you know, meet all these new standards and stuff like that. And the county's done a great job on the equity. We're doing a great job. We've got people that work just
a lot of progress. Yeah.
County's made a lot of progress, even though we've had some financial
challenges,
I guess would be the thing. So
KINS News and Information Time, it's 8:43.
Hi, folks. Fly Humboldt wants to remind you that flying local is buying local. And with 4 airlines going to 7 cities serving hundreds of destinations, it's easier than ever to get to where you want to go from Humboldt County's airport. That's right, you can fly on AHA, American, Avelo, and United Airlines nonstop to Denver, Hollywood, Burbank, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Reno, and Las Vegas. Flying has never been more convenient or affordable, so book your trip now. For more information, go to flyhumboldt.org.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:46. We're back talking shop this morning with Rex Bone. We got law enforcement coming out here, just making sure you act civilized.
No, I looked up and I saw the former interim chief and now back to being captain.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what I said wrong.
But you want to make sure he's smiling under the mask also.
Who may end up, you know, I know he's going to try for the job. And
oh, yeah.
So
yeah, I would think.
And
it,
rightfully so.
He's senior management.
Yeah.
I mean, they've deserved they've earned the right to apply.
Yes.
And that's cool. With some of the appointed positions you guys have got, your appointed department heads, you see much turnover happening in the next little bit, or is it the crew going to be pretty stabilized?
No, our public defender's great. You know, he's doing a great job there. Our new CAO, start at the top, Alicia Hayes, is doing a great job, but she had a leg up or distinct opportunity. She worked under Amy for 10 years or 8 years, Nielsen. And Amy set her up to excel.
Well, yeah, you got Amy Loretta. It's been quite nice.
So that was a big, big advantage for Alicia. And she's, you know, she was a little green coming in, and she's going to be, because that's a big job. But she has evolved very well, and it's exciting to see, and she's doing a really good job.
What about some of the field offices? You know, I mean, that's one of the things I know.
Human resources. We've got a gal out of Santa Rosa that's doing an interim stint because there were some issues with, not issues, but things we needed to work out with HR. And she's going to be with us, I think, till March. And then we're looking at doing a couple things different with HR. Because, I mean, with unions and a workforce as big as ours, HR is an important part of it.
Oh, yeah.
A large part of our HR is working with our auditor controller's office to get payroll out every 2 weeks. So we're trying to
understand hasn't been the smoothest of all.
That's what I'm understanding. And I'm just, you know,
there's wrinkles that can be ironed out there. Yeah.
I get so tired of talking about, but I just can't believe that every other person in the county is wrong and one person is right. I'll leave it at that. So, because we don't get a lot of acceptance of issues. So, but with that being said, I think we're going to move forward with that. You know, Billy being up for reelection, I mean, Maggie's doing a great job. I hear somebody is going to run against her, and I just heard the name, and I couldn't even tell you who it was. But,
if nothing else, and it's not in the cards for me to run. But even if I was running unopposed, I would still want to get my message out. So to have somebody, even if it's somebody that may not get a lot of traction, it still allows
somebody that's done it a few times
to get the word out and just kind of still be in contact
with
people.
And it's a good gauge. I mean, I did have one stint, you know, where I ran unopposed, but I still did almost everything, you know.
You do the routine.
Debates were really boring, though. I mean,
yeah, but you won every one of them this time.
Yeah. Well, one time I beat myself. Yeah. And all. But I'm just saying. But it's a good gauge. Now I say it's a good gauge to have an opponent, but then when you have an opponent, strong or weak, it still takes a lot of work, a lot of time.
Yeah.
You still have to go to the debates, and you've still got this silly little job of being a supervisor, which you can't do from home or anywhere else. You've got to. I mean, it's kind of known. I go into the office 7 days a week. I try to get to everything I can as much as possible, because that's where I talk to the people and I hear what's going on. So it's a get out there, and it's been tough during COVID. I mean, you've got so many different masks, the contact, and everything else. And sure enough, I come down and catch COVID. You know, this summer right before my son's wedding.
At least you were able to catch something.
Yeah, no kidding. But I did come down with, I guess they call it Fluvid now, over the Christmas holiday, and the Santa Claus suit went to rest on the 22nd of December, and I don't think my pickup moved till the 28th or 29th. I mean, I sat at home alone Christmas Day in a ball, just sicker than hell, as everybody, you know, grandkids and everybody else in the family, everybody had Christmas. And, I mean, I can't remember when I felt so miserable. But I tested 3 times. And it was negative every time.
Yeah,
so
you passed.
So yeah. I had Fluvid. So, yeah. I mean, I think that's what the frustrating part about it. We didn't have flu last year. Now we're starting to get flu again. So
we always do.
That's another part of the things. But
it just is.
All in all, we have some strong people. in a lot of our strong positions. We have, because I think we have 19 department heads, 18, 19. There's a lot out there.
You need to throw a barbecue so you can count them off yourself.
Yeah, we lost Jeff Dolph.
Oh, really?
You know, we didn't lose Jeff Dolph. Well, Jeff Dolph retired again for the final. And Jeff has served us admirably. I mean, he was recognized through the state and opened programs and did everything else. But his Waylon, who's his number two, is finishing up all his courses so he can be step in. So, and you don't realize how important the ag commissioner is. So you don't have one or you got a lousy one.
Right, yeah.
Because I hear other counties, the big issues they have, we never have
just
that
just the weights and measures
we
part.
Never have that. Yeah.
Yeah. Too much fun.
So we've been fortunate.
Keep it going.
We will.
All righty, bud.
All right.
Thanks for coming by.
All right.
See everybody tomorrow.